Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, talks baseball with us, our national baseball insider, Seth Everett, joining us on the Wendy's Big Show. Seth, appreciate the time. First off, I want to say I know that you know Bill Buckner and that you were able to cover him, and the baseball world is mourning that loss today at the age of 69.
Yes, and I appreciate you guys doing a show today, you know, especially with the passing of Bart Starr. My thoughts go out to the Packer family and the Starr family and everybody there. I thought it was very important that you guys be live and local after the Bucks lost, but also with Bart Starr. Bill Buckner is a sad day. He was very young, 69 years old, but I have a doozy of a Bill Buckner story if you want it.
Rock and roll.
Absolutely.
It's a doozy. Okay, you guys are radio guys, so you know general symbols. You know what wrap it up, break.
Yes. Sure.
You know what those symbols mean.
Yes.
In hand symbols that a producer gives to yeah. radio people.
Yeah, it's like Vince Ferragamo in the olden days on the sidelines.
In 2001 or 2002, it might have been 2002, I was calling for MLB, I was calling play-by-play of a celebrity legends softball game. And our producer, who will not get named because people in the industry know who this dummy is, was able to secure Bill Buckner to do his first live interview in what at the time was years. He did not do press. He did not do interviews. He came up to our booth to sit in for an inning.
Nice.
Now, Bill Buckner is here. He doesn't do interviews. You know what we have to get to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
We know 1986 has to come up. But if you know anything about the business, you know that you do not open with that. That's not how you start an interview.
Ease them into it.
How's the family? How's the farm? How's Montana? Lots of things. Our producer decides he needs us to get to the heart of the matter and is anxious for us to get going and starts twirling his finger in a circle.
Yep, I get to
that
it.
Is the universal sign for wrap it up. And I look at him, and I go, really? And he's adamantly, like demonstratively, pointing his finger, wrap it up! And so I say to Bill Buckner, thanks, Bill, thanks for joining us. And we let Bill Buckner step out of the booth, walk out.
No.
And I said, what are you doing? He goes, I was saying change the subject. That's not change the subject.
No.
Oh, no.
And Bill Buckner, may he rest in peace, came over to us after the game. There was like a cocktail event, and we went up to him, and Bill Buckner came over to us, and he goes, I got to say, gentlemen, that was the greatest interview I've ever done. since the ball went through my damn legs. Not a great story.
That is a doozy, and it's tough, Seth, because you know this as well as we do, that there's always those moments that will immortalize players. And Bill Buckner was a great player, and it's sad that that's still what is going to be, for many, many, many sports fans, the lasting memory of him.
No, and I tried to explain to my producer, when he gave me that signal, I thought Bill Buckner got cold feet, and I thought he didn't want to talk about it. And he told him, as he was walking in the booth, guys, can we not talk about 1986? I didn't know Bill Buckner. At the time, I've known him since, but I didn't know him at the time. I had no idea. I had no reason to believe anything other than the signals he was giving me.
Wow.
And it was the exact wrong signal, and I will never forget it for as long as I'm alive, and that is my Bill Buckner story. And I don't tell that story because I don't like to make fun of people. But when I heard of his passing and all the stuff about social media, because don't forget, this was a great hitter. He was a great hitter. For a decade, he was one of the top five hitters in baseball. He played on the 74 Dodgers. He was an outstanding Chicago Cub, and he was a very good Boston Red Sox who happened to let the ball go through his legs, and he shouldn't have been there. The game was already tied. It's part of baseball lore. But I love that, in my mind at least, Bill Buckner's not known for that ball. He's known for walking out of an interview that I had a chance to interview him. And I never had him on a show again. I never had him on a podcast again. I saw him And we've seen each other since. We had seen each other since, but never in a broadcasting situation.
Seth Everett joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our national baseball. Seth, I'm rattled. That's a tough one.
If you'll indulge me, I do have a rant for you guys.
Let's hear it. Ready to rock and roll. The Major League Baseball scheduling?
Did you see the schedule today? The Philadelphia Phillies and Atlanta Braves are not playing today.
On Memorial Day.
On Memorial Day.
Which is one of the statement flagship days of baseball in America.
One of the most American days we have. And to not have to not have a sport playing like that is absolutely astounding. And I want to reference the Fox Sports Washington broadcast, because I'm sure you guys saw Sunday. And I made this point on a bunch of national shows earlier today. And let me just give you a statistic. Thank you to somebody on Twitter who gave this to me very early this morning. The Mets, Orioles, Giants, Rockies, Diamondbacks, and Astros are all off on July 4th.
Oh, geez, really? So now they're going to compound it?
Now, there are 2 points that I want to make out of this. Number one, I want to give credit to Fox Sports Wisconsin. The entire game open of their game with the Phillies yesterday, the entire open was dedicated to veterans, to veterans that had passed, families of veterans, Bill Schroeder's family who's in the military. Like, they did a remarkable job.
Yes.
And I made a comment on Twitter, and I said I was surprised that they didn't at least do 30 seconds on the upcoming ball game, but that's how significant Memorial Day is. Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer, but it's a day that we are proud to be Americans. And to call yourself the national pastime and to not have 15 games today is a crime, and that sport should be ashamed of itself. And having said that, I know how the schedule is made. I've been witness to the schedule being made. I know it's hard.
There are some issues with the Brewers. Three early series against the St. Louis Cardinals in division, then you don't see them again until August. In September this year for the Brewers, it's the Marlins, it's the Giants, it's all out of division. When the reality is, this is, you want to backload them, if anything else, because you want those games to count. And
that's because you have five teams in every division. So someone, in order for everybody to play, somebody has to play out of the division.
Someone's got to be the off
and
team.
And the Brewers just got the short straw. Now, that's, I can't crush the sport. To me, the villain of that story is the realignment. And this BS argument when the Houston Astros were sold and someone gave them a load of garbage to say that it needed to be fairer to get five teams in the American League West and have only five teams in the NL Central. I never heard someone complain about that. And it was the thing that made there have to be automatic interleague play. And, you know, I've given up. I think interleague play is the dumbest thing in the world. And it bothers me. It's still, to me, because I'm an old guy, it still makes me, it looks awkward when I see the New York Mets playing the Detroit Tigers. Like that does, or the Brewers playing the Minnesota Twins. There's no value to that. And the only difference is that my prediction is when they come up with the new collective bargaining agreement, I think they're going to do a radical realignment, and I think they're going to get rid of the American and National League altogether and then make the divisions by geography, not by league.
How you say they're probably going to do that? Do you think that's a reality?
I don't think they're probably going to do it. It's my prediction.
No doubt. Okay.
I have not been told it's coming. I know they're talking about it.
Wow, do we want to see radical realignment?
Oh, I think we do. There's a great Tracy Ringlesby article that outlines it from a couple of years ago, and it leaked. But I knew they were talking about it, and I knew the union was being talked to about it. But I think it would be better. I think you have an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference, and then what you do is you play teams in your conference more than the other conference, but in your division even more, so that you'd get more interdivisional games, more interconference games.
Yes.
And then for teams, especially the West and East Coast teams, it's only one trip a year. what I'm saying? They only go to Philly, New York.
Yep.
You know, if you're the Dodgers, you only go east once, and if you're the Phillies, you only go to play the Giants and A's once.
Would it be heavy loaded geographically? So, in other words, would the Brewers and Cubs still face each other a major
Brewers
amount?
Would play the Cubs, the Twins, the White Sox would be in that division. You know, the Ringlesby article outlines all the divisions the way I've heard. But for the East, for example, the East would have the Phillies, the Red Sox, the Orioles, the Nationals, the Mets, and the Yankees.
Yeah.
Or some combination of that. And, like, to me, that's great because those are the games that I want. You know, if I think about it, you know, one of the things I love about hockey the most is the fact that I root for a team that plays within 4 miles of three other teams. And they play each other all the time. It's almost like they're neighbors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to have that be the focal point, and just to get it back on focus, I don't care what your divisions are. You're already changing this game in so many ways. I will say your attendance is down 4.5% league-wide. So this is not my issue. This is the sports issue. To not be playing on Memorial Day is ridiculous.
Seth, appreciate it, man. You still work on Memorial Day. We do, too. And we appreciate you joining us here today on this Memorial Day to shed some light on Bill Buckner and also bring up the fact that they should be playing baseball today because it's America's pastime.
Yep.
Seth, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
That's Seth Everett joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.